Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Glimpses of Life Through Books, Part 2. Eat right for your type. Eating healthily, exercising, and helping others has been a big part of my life for more than 25 years. From a young age, I knew I had food intolerances. I lived with a chronic illness without a positive diagnosis from a professional until April 1997. It was then I was given the news. And here is an extract from my book, Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary. Chapter 1, How the Turkish Adventure Began. You have ME, myalgic encephalopathy. The worst case scenario I have ever seen, due to the fact it took so long to get a positive professional diagnosis. By the year 2000, there was no improvement. I woke up one morning and threw some of my tablets into the big green bin at the side of my house and flushed the remainder down the toilet. This was my secret, as I set about researching every aspect of ME. Step by step, I created a more structured life with natural supplements, an energizing organic diet, and some gentle exercise. Part of my new eating plan, Eat Right for Your Type, by Dr. Peter D'Adamo and Catherine Whitney. It was recommended to me by a kinesiologist in 2000. And on my first visit, my energy levels were at a low of 19%. My blood group, A positive. To my surprise, the book revealed I was a hunter-gatherer, essential for me to eat a more plant and grain-based diet. I immersed myself into this plan. Even my superhero Chris became an advocate. Within 6 weeks of eating strictly according to my blood type, a little miracle occurred. My energy levels rose to over 56%. I returned to the surgery with an ear-to-ear smile on my face, a light at the end of what was a very long tunnel. New hope for change. Later, I bought the book, Cook Right for Your Type. I already knew what worked and adapted certain recipes. Since those early tentative years, I continue to tweak and adjust my way of eating. My body needs small amounts of animal protein, fish, turkey, and occasionally organic lamb. Pulses and grains are eaten with caution. I continue to dip in and out of these books, purely as reference pointers. I keep it lean, clean, and organic, with fruit, vegetables, salad, and natural supplements too. No one eating plan is foolproof, nor is it ever going to work for everyone. Each of us responds and has different needs. But we have to try and test what works or may work for us. Eat Right for Your Type, without doubt, was a catalyst with positive steps in walking a different path to health and managing my daily life. And for that, I remain truly grateful. What books have inspired and helped change your life? And really important, has it worked?